Big year for WGN Radio with the addition of the Chicago White Sox to our lineup. Andy Mazur, as a matter of fact, is over at Guaranteed Rate Field right now. Andy, you know Joe Knowles personally, I'm guessing.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll grade his Chicago welcome.
My welcome, yes.
Yeah. Joe is the associate managing editor for the Chicago Tribune and has written the Chicago Tribune Book of the Chicago White Sox. Joe, welcome to WGN, my friend. Nice to have you back with us.
Thanks very much. It's good to be here.
So, first of all, what's your assessment of the season so far?
Well, I think you're seeing the growing pains that come with a young team, a lot of inconsistency. Starting pitching for the Sox has really been a problem, but I think you see some signs of, you know, what the future could become with players, you know, such as Tim Anderson, who's, you know, he's shown a lot so far, but still has his struggles. You're seeing a lot of Lucas Giolito, who great stuff, at times looks like he's unhittable, but then, like last night, gets himself into a little trouble and just hasn't had the experience and the background to work his way out of it. But good times are coming down the road, maybe not this season, but eventually. They're going in the right direction.
Yeah, people I talk to all over the place, Andy, I'm wondering if you get the same thing. People this year are talking about, I mean, you know, in places outside of Chicago, people are talking about the White Sox this year.
Yeah, and you know, the interesting thing, guys, is the fact that the Astros are playing here, and the Astros did this, this breakdown and rebuild just like the Cubs and the Royals did. And it's really kind of weird to see the fruits of the labor of the Astros and Joe, what the White Sox are trying to become. So it's been an interesting couple of games here.
Yeah, the Astros, you can tell, are way far advanced into their rebuild. They're the after picture in the before and after. The Sox are going through the difficult part of it now, but you can see that when you have a core group of young players, you're going to suffer some hardship with them. But if you can get them all to sort of mature at the same level, you're going to have something. And if you look at the lower minor leagues of the Sox right now, down at the Double A and A level, you can see they have some good young players coming up.
Joe, I have to think that this book, the Chicago Tribune Book of the Chicago White Sox, is just loaded with amazing memories, probably from the Chicago Tribune archives, I would guess.
Yes, we've been following the Sox since since it came into being. So we have had a great wealth of stories and images that we've stored deep beneath the bowels of Tribune Tower for a long time now. It's great to bring them out to light where people can see them. The work of our great photographers over the years, going all the way back to the 1900s when the Sox were one of the founding franchises in the American League, through the Black Sox era, the 30s and the 40s, and all the way up to the current day. Yeah. It was a lot of fun to put it together and really makes a great keepsake for a Sox fan. If you know one, or if you are one, yeah, it's a great addition to your library.
I can imagine. I mean, I am of a certain age that I look back, you know, and remember some of those great Bill Veeck photos from White Sox history, just those crazy promotions and things that he would do, you know, from my ute.
Well, he was an innovator. A lot of the things that you see going on at ballparks now, whether that's fireworks or the different promotions that you do to get people out to the park, Bill Veeck was way ahead of his time, and he had to do something to create interest in the team. He did a lot of things on a low budget, especially his second time around with the team in the 70s, but created a lot of excitement. And to me, as someone who grew up during that time, the 70s were one of the most exciting periods in Sox history. You had a player like Dick Allen come over and really, in a short amount of time, just make a great impression, really had a terrific short but terrific run with the Sox. And then the Southside Hitmen teams of the 70s with Oscar Gamble and Richie Zisk. Those were a lot of fun to watch.
How about for you, Andy? What are some of your best White Sox memories?
Yeah, I'm probably more like the 77 and the 83 team, the winning uglies, and then moving over here to the new ballpark and those kind of things. But, you know, the thing I'd be curious, Joe, too, is when you're putting this book together, it's not just seems like a history of the White Sox. You're almost getting a glimpse in the history of the game itself because of how things have changed so much, from the box scores to the way, I guess, the reporters cover games as well.
Yeah, you can. The style of writing changes very much over the years, and that's something that is impressed upon me when you look back at the older stories. Obviously, the equipment the players wore, the uniforms, all that stuff. You see the evolution of the game, and you realize that the role the White Sox played in that as the founding team in the American League. The ballparks, the original Comiskey Park was considered a palace at its time, and how that changed over the years and became, you know, really the I think it has a very Chicago feel to it. The old Comiskey Park to me always reminded me of some of the best parts of the city. It has a functional, little bit of a character to it, you know, that you don't see as much in the newer park. So, yeah, you got to see a lot of the city's growth and the growth of the sport through the years. The White Sox, you know, they've had a lot of struggles in their times. One thing that impressed me, too, was how close they came to leaving the city on different occasions, whether that was to Seattle or to Milwaukee or to Florida. But they've survived, and they managed to find their way into a new ballpark, which I think is still, while it gets criticized a lot, it's still a great place to see a game. And I think the future for the White Sox, we'll have to see whether or not that ballpark has the staying power of the previous one. And something tells me that down the road they'll be coming up again on a chance to build a new one. And we'll see if that happens in the near future or farther down the road.
The Chicago Tribune book of the Chicago White Sox, available everywhere, Joe?
Yes, it's available on chicagotribune.com, on Amazon, at all finer bookstores. It's the fifth in a series of books that we've done on each of Chicago's professional sports teams. Each of them has a lot of great stuff in it, a lot of history, and terrific photography.
Sounds great. Joe Knowles, associate manager, managing editor of sports for your Chicago Tribune. Have a great day today, Joe. We appreciate it.